Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson. I follow through on something I said I'd do. That is update you on the voting on our Twitter page for the underdog you like the most. The underdog that people like the least is Kang's dog, the San Francisco 49ers. 10.7% of you think San Francisco can go to Green Bay and win.
That's climbed. Double digits?
It actually has climbed. We were watching this earlier today, and we sent this tweet out, and the first wave of votes came in, and Kang's standing in the cubicle and goes, all right, how many people are with 9.7%? And just as he said that, it adjusted, and he went, 5.1%. It's now up to 11.9%.
Look at that.
All right. So then the second favorite dog is Cincinnati over Tennessee with 25.5%. Third favorite dog, Buffalo over Kansas City, 29.4%. And Detroit's favorite dog right now is the LA Rams, 33.2% to go to Tampa and beat Tom Brady and the Buccaneers.
God, this game. I think this game has to have people just totally divided, right? I mean, you've got the Stafford haters, you got the Brady haters, you got the Brady lovers, and you got the Stafford lovers, right?
Yep.
I wonder how much crossover there is.
That people are voting on this because of...
Yeah, I mean, you got a bunch of Michigan fans out there who support Tom Brady. And then you've... how many of those fans are also... They love Matthew Stafford when he was here.
Like they love how many people out there love Brady and love Stafford and are pitting their two loves against one another?
And then you got the ones that hate Brady and hate Stafford and they got to pick one.
I want to make something clear though, real quick, because we all three of us picked the Rams to win against the Buccaneers. Let me repeat that. We picked the Rams to beat the Buccaneers.
Yep.
People are texting in saying, Stafford lovers. I'm not picking Matthew Stafford over Tom Brady. I'm letting you know I'm picking the Rams over the Buccaneers.
I'm picking Von Miller and Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey to have an effect on Tom Brady's offense.
This is a team game.
In fact, when we made the pick, I literally said, on purpose, I am picking the Los Angeles Rams football team to go beat Tampa. I am picking the 45 players that will be suited up for the Rams on Sunday over the 45 that will be suited up for the Buccaneers.
But when you say it into the radio, it comes out different in people's cars.
Okay, so when I say it into this mic, what comes out is...
Stafford.
I love Matthew Stafford. Fine. So be it. All right, Gator, you put this on the air show sheet. We'll get to your phone calls in a minute here. And I love these topics. When we delve into cultures around Metro Detroit that I don't participate in, but I have respect for, because it's things that are kind of a big deal. And I want to speak to two crowds specifically. Like one of my favorite shows of the year, and you tell me if you don't love doing this show. I do not participate, but I love hearing from people who do. And that's the opening day of firearm season. When we get to talk to the hunters, and we always try and come up with a question for hunters that are making their way up there or driving up north somewhere, or have got their own property here locally and set up in their deer blind, streaming the show. And we love talking to the hunters, right? I think it's fun. Two things we haven't really discussed much, ice fishing and snowmobiling. It's cold, cold, cold. So are people able to get out on the lakes and been able to ice fish? Are the conditions such that you're getting that opportunity now? Snowmobiling is a whole nother thing because we have scant. This is traces. This is almost nothing here.
No, and typically when people go snowmobiling, it's you migrate more north to do that.
Typically.
And I think you could probably still do that. I don't know. I haven't been up north in forever. I don't know what it's like up there right now. If there's snow on the ground, snow on the trails.
There's more snow than there is here. But I don't know if there's enough for people to go to where they normally go. Because the last few years, we've had less and less snow. I'm concerned about that. But do you people out there, are you getting to do these great winter activities here that I know so many of you love? Snowmobiling and ice fishing. Where are we at with those things? So 248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback. Let's get to your calls. Steve on a cell. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Steve?
And you guys got great topics. I'm an outdoorsman, too, but first what I want to say is I'll try and get through these real quick.
Okay.
Wait for it.
I hope I'm wrong, but I think the Rams are not only an underdog I would say could potentially win, but I really think they have a great possibility to win, not even as an underdog. And then the other comment what I was going to make is I think Brady is already a winner whether he wins or loses tomorrow. And regardless if he wins, then, you know, where it would go on because what he's accomplished. And I think if he won and the team is suited good around him and he feels good, he'd come back another time. And I think if he loses and he's comfortable, I think he'd come back again to prove that it isn't over. So that's sort of how I look at that. And then I'll let you guys expound.
Well, I'll just say, I mean, you said something there that I think, I don't know if I misinterpreted. There's no way anybody's going to look at Tom Brady as a loser, almost no matter how his career ends.
I respect the hell out of him, and I admit he is the greatest of all time, but I'm not a Tom Brady guy.
We could go down the road of Deflategate and say that taints everything he's done.
Doesn't to me at all.
It might have. I mean, in the back of my mind, it's not good for him. It's not good for his legacy.
I don't know why I was thinking of Deflategate like a couple weeks ago, within the last couple weeks. I don't even know why they have regulations on that. The quarterback wants to play with a football that's deflated below a certain level, let him. Yeah. He's the one who's throwing it. His teammates are the ones who are carrying it and catching it. It should be a team decision of what level they want. It makes no difference.
Well, it does or it doesn't, Gator. And you know I'm a rule follower, a stickler. Mm-hmm. It's a rule.
I know it's a rule. I think it's a dumb rule.
And the Patriots and Tom Brady broke that rule.
Mm-hmm. They did, but I think it's a dumb rule.
I think it's a dumb rule that they get different balls for the kickers and quarterbacks. I think we should just use one football.
Well, one basketball,
one hockey puck, generally, you know.
The fact that they allow each team to provide their own footballs.
Yeah, I think it's weird already.
Kicking and gameplay. Who cares what the inflation level is?
So to your point, if we're going to do that, we might as well just who cares, right?
Right.
To me, I just think it should be the other way.
And I don't mind if they do that either.
Like, it's just one way or the other,
like,
right?
Like the referees are putting the footballs in play. This is the one we're using.
Exactly. Or everyone just picks their own balls whenever they want. What?
You guys want to play with a Nerf? Play with a Nerf.
What'd I say?
Yeah, you said it.
Nobody's paying attention.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback. Let's get back to your calls. We go to Kevin in St. Clair. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Kevin.
Hey to you all.
Hello, hey, Kevin.
Hey, before I get to my point real quick, I just want to thank you guys. I'm out as a veteran young guy, and now I'm a super veteran young guy, and I'm retired.
Nice.
I listened to you guys for years and years. While I was working in an outside job, so thank you very much.
Well, congratulations on retirement.
That's awesome, Kev.
Thank you. I am heading ice fishing right now.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
And where? It's a beautiful day. The sun is out. Lake St. Clair down by Metro.
Okay. So conditions are good. They're at least good enough.
Conditions are good. Reports I've seen online have been good. I got a pre-scouter out there. My brother fished yesterday and got some fish. And he's out there right now, so I'm going out to meet him, and hopefully we'll make a good day of it and have a perch dinner to show for it.
Do you have a shanty? You got a heater, or you just bear the elements? You just sit outside, drill a hole in the ice, and drop the line.
Gator, I'm an old man. I have a shanty and a heater.
Nice.
Okay. You got it all.
And what's your beverage?
No, I don't do that.
Okay.
No, that's for being at home. I've never. You know, if you start having those, then other things happen, and then you're walking around and it's not comfortable.
Then you're a dumb statistic, yeah.
Hey,
get a ticket, and not worth it.
It's for when you bring the catch home, right, Kevin?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. it'll be good. You have a perch dinner and maybe an adult beverage with it.
So is it coffee? Do you bring coffee out with you?
No, I don't bring anything.
Oh.
No, just go out and fish and enjoy the day. These are the kind of days ice fishermen dream of. It's clear and cold, and there's not much wind.
That's I was about to say.
Kevin, at your age, hydration is very important.
It's your advanced
just worried
age.
About you. Good luck out there.
Hey, Kev, congratulations on your retirement.
Thank you. Take care.
There we go. So, getting out there and ice fishing. Good. We got a snowmobiler on hold, 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.